never, I mean never, have I seen something like this. I'm at a beautiful hotel. I'm not going to tell you the name of the hotel because I promised I wouldn't. But I'm at a beautiful hotel. And I mean, I get in there and I'm like, oh man, this is nice. I plop down on the bed. I don't know what you guys do, but whatever you do when you get into the hotel room, that's what you do. But what I did is I just plopped down on the bed and I plopped down on the bed and I had the curtains were open and I'm looking at the view. I'm like, yeah, this is really nice, Mace. This is real nice. So I had to get on the phone and call somebody and brag.
Of course you did. Yes.
So I call up Lillian on the phone.
Yeah.
I called her. I was like, oh, you should absolutely see this view. It is beautiful.
Is this your significant other you're doing this to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what a good idea.
Yeah.
He wants her to see it.
Cool. And as I'm bragging,
yes,
all of a sudden, whoa. And she says, what? What? What's going on? I said, you're not going to believe this. What? There is a syringe poked right there in the wall.
Oh, what? Oh,
there is a syringe in the wall. I said, I got to call you back. I call downstairs to the front desk. Hey, can you send somebody up? I think there's a syringe. There's a what? They were upstairs in less than 2 minutes. Guy comes in. He's really professional. And he comes in and he says, oh, let me help you, sir. And he goes and look. He says, oh, whoa, dude. He says, and so another guy comes. And so he says, well, what would you like us to do? And I said, well, take it out the wall. And he says, you don't want anything? Nah, man, we good. Just take it out of the wall. Let me go enjoy the rest of my day. They must have thought. And so everybody say, I cannot believe you did not ask for a big old presidential suite.
I was going to say two words. Presidential
no,
suite.
Just take it out the wall.
Here's the top three things we need to discuss. Number one.
So about a year after, business leaders in Seattle helped to kill a tax that would have raised about $47 million a year for homelessness and housing. Amazon, Microsoft, Connie and Steve Ballmer, and a few other folks announced that they are giving $48.8 million to build hundreds of homes for homeless people in the Seattle area. It will help build specifically this gift, 8 buildings for chronically homeless folks who are usually regarded as hard to house. We're talking about serious mental illness and substance use and disability. So this is part of a $75 million campaign that will allow Plymouth Housing, a Seattle nonprofit that operates permanent supportive housing for folks. This will allow them to leverage as much as $250 million in public funds for the completion of all this stuff.
Love every bit of this. Let me say a couple things. One, I love the fact that also Amazon announced that it would match its employees' donations to 20 homelessness nonprofits up to $5 million. So those at work are able to donate to homelessness, and that is an opportunity for Amazon to match. Absolutely love that. We know how much of a problem that is in our area. Now, the number one thing that I like about this, and because you said something before the break, I don't want to go ahead and steal your thunder,
no, that's cool.
But you had mentioned we know about the head tax,
yep,
right? And the head tax was basically to tax all of them so they can essentially get some of this money. And that head tax would have been an estimation of about $47 million a year.
Right.
With this whole thing, they're going about $48.8 million yeah, a year. A little troll action.
Yeah, 100%.
Here's why I like it. You don't tell them folks how to spend their money. Let them be giver. Because I believe a cheerful giver. Like, for an example, Mace, if you told me every week, every couple weeks out of your paycheck, you need to donate to homelessness.
Right.
Up to $5.
Right.
Or it sounds like, hey, G, you do know you have an option where you can donate to homelessness.
Sure.
Which one do you think you're going to get better money out of? I'm going to be a cheerful giver, bro.
On an individual level, I think that makes a lot of sense. But when you're talking about a corporation that has such an effect in the area, and you're talking about this amount of money, tens of millions of dollars. I hate relying on the charity of industry to solve our social problems. I think that's exactly what taxes are for. Now, do we overtax? Yes. Do we use that tax money inappropriately and irresponsibly? Of course we do. Government's great at that. However, that doesn't mean that in concept, taxing is bad. I think this is exactly the kind of thing that it should be used for.
I got a fix. Instead of taxing income that's coming in, why don't you tax what they already got?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Oh. Tax what they already have. Would that be okay? Because I know they've made so much money. It's nothing to them to be able to, you know, this tax. Okay, all right, we got a lot of money coming in. Yeah. I want to know about all those offshore accounts and everything like that. All of the money that's still in their accounts, I guarantee you there will be a lot of income that would come in.
Number two.
Today, former Daily Show host and guy who I wish was my dad, Jon Stewart, sat in front of Congress to urge them to sign a bill which would provide compensation for first responders during the 9/11 attacks. Now, we have a lot of audio to play here because this is really very, very good. He began his speech by pointing out the difference in attendance between the first responders and Congress, many of whom didn't bother to go to this meeting.
Behind me, a filled room of 9/11 first responders. And in front of me, a nearly empty Congress. Sick and dying, they brought themselves down here to speak to no one. It's shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be. Because accountability doesn't appear to be something that occurs in this chamber.
So the House Judiciary Committee hearing on reauthorizing the September 11th Victim Compensation Fund, this fund is set to expire in 2020, and the special master who runs it announced plans to cut payouts between 50 and 70%. Jon Stewart, next, he demonstrates why these people need this money, the importance of the first responders on that day.
The official FDNY response time to 9/11 was 5 seconds. Wow. 5 seconds. That's how long it took for FDNY, for NYPD, for Port Authority, for EMS, to respond to an urgent need from the public. 5 seconds. Hundreds died in an instant. Thousands more poured in to continue to fight for their brothers and sisters.
And he called out those in Congress who did not show up.
There is not a person here, there is not an empty chair on that stage that didn't tweet out, "Never forget the heroes of 9/11. Never forget their bravery. Never forget what they did, what they gave to this country." Well, here they are. And where are they? And it would be one thing if their callous indifference and rank hypocrisy were benign, but it's not. Your indifference cost these men and women their most valuable commodity. Time.
He also directly addressed members of Congress to bring them to bring home to them that they are the ones that have the power to make change here.
Mr. Johnson, you made a point earlier, and it was one that we have heard over and over again in these halls, and I couldn't help but to answer to it, which was, you said, look, you know, you guys are obviously heroes, and 9/11 was a big deal, but, you know, we have a lot of stuff here to do, and, you know, we got to make sure there's money for a variety of disasters, hurricanes and tornadoes. But this wasn't a hurricane, and this wasn't a tornado. And by the way, that's your job anyway. We can't fund these programs. You can. Setting aside that no American in this country should face financial ruin because of a health issue, Certainly 9/11 first responders shouldn't have to decide whether to live or to have a place to live. And the idea that you can only give them 5 more years of the VCF because you're not quite sure what's going to happen 5 years from now. Well, I can tell you, I'm pretty sure what's going to happen 5 years from now. More of these men and women are going to get sick and they are going to die. And I am awfully tired of hearing that it's a 9/11 New York issue. Al-Qaeda didn't shout death to Tribeca. They attacked America, and these men and women and their response to it is what brought our country back. It's what gave a reeling nation a solid foundation to stand back upon, to remind us of why this country is great, of why this country is worth fighting for. And you are ignoring them.
Finally, John Stewart expressed his frustration that the bill had not yet been signed.
Why this bill isn't unanimous consent and a standalone issue is beyond my comprehension. And I have yet to hear a reasonable explanation for why. It'll get stuck in some transportation bill or some appropriations bill and get sent over to the Senate, where a certain someone from the Senate will use it as a political football to get themselves maybe another new import tax on petroleum. Because that's what happened to us in 2015. And we won't allow it to happen again. Thank God for people like John Feel. Thank God for people like Ray Pfeiffer. Thank God for all of these people who will not let it happen. They responded in 5 seconds. They did their jobs with courage, grace, tenacity, humility. 18 years later, do yours. Thank you.
There's so much emotion when you hear that, because I think we are all, it's fair enough, are all on the same page with John Stewart. What stands out to me is what he's saying and who he's talking to. You feel that he can talk about this with all types of issues that we're dealing with in our country, not just this with the first responders. It's interesting also that politicians and those probably in that room, when 9/11 come, when they are start to use their talking points, their talking points will be never forget. They're quick to use never forget.
Yep.
But you can see this day, they forgot them at that time. So quick for people to call someone unpatriotic and the things that the symbols that go behind that. And this is really sad, but this not just for first responders in this situation, which we know are great. I think this goes for all first responders all over the United States of America and the phenomenal jobs that they do. And they're like the offensive line of a football team.
Right.
And you, do you know where that analogy is going? The offensive line of a football team, the only time you when Russell Wilson drops back to make a pass and he throws a touchdown to Tyler Lockett, who do you celebrate? You celebrate Russell Wilson and you celebrate Tyler Lockett. Never do you celebrate the offensive line in that situation.
Right.
But if Russell Wilson gets sacked, who are you upset with? The offensive line. That's first responders. They do their job so much all the time that we don't even pay attention. But if one of them messes up, that's when we pay attention. All right. I got to move on from that topic because we were on there too long.
Number three.
So the 737 MAX jet is still grounded after those two deadly crashes, and deliveries of new Boeing jets are apparently not going well. Boeing said today that it delivered 30 airliners during May, which is down 56% from the 68 they made the previous year. Deliveries of 737s plummeted from 47 a year ago to just 8. And while Boeing is still building its MAX jets here in Washington, they are being parked because there are 4,550 unfilled orders for the MAX. But they had to stop those deliveries after that fleet got grounded.
Let's just keep it simple. These 737 MAX planes, nobody's wanting them right now.
Yep.
Deliveries are starting to slow down. I'm going to be on a plane on Thursday, and I'm not worried about it one bit. You know why? Because it's not going to be a 737 MAX plane. Now, the day that those come back, they're not grounded anymore, then we can have a conversation if there's going to be some worry. But the clear numbers are this, period. Shares of Boeing fell $4.47, or 1.3% close at $349. And that stock has dropped 21% since early March, shortly before the second MAX crash. So we ain't got to tell Boeing. Boeing's numbers are starting to slip and drop, and production is on a halt a little bit. Before we get off this topic, do you think that when the 737 MAX planes get back up in the air, you think it's going to be back up and running like normal?
Yeah, we forget so quickly, G. We just talked about it in the last segment with the 9/11 stuff. I think, you know, give us enough time, and sure, if they can weather the storm, Boeing will be fine.
And now, the Cairo Knight Spot of the Night Spotlight.
Gentlemen.
How do you be?
Our spotlight tonight is Burlington.
Hey.
Yeah.
Burlington. They got the good shopping up there. They got the outlet malls up there, baby.
That's exactly right. That's called the Cascade Mall. Tons of outlet stores there. Nike, Oshkosh, Bagosh, to name a few. Those are the important ones to me. That's called the Cascade Mall. Actually, Burlington was originally a logging town. It's, if you don't know, it's just north of Everett, basically. So it's right sort of in between Mount Vernon and Bellingham. A lot of people pass through it on the way to Bellingham. I know I did all the time, and I was always like, man, those outlet malls look good. And one time I went in, and Burlington's actually a really beautiful sort of bustling little city. They've got sort of a town center that they call, I had it right here. They call Fairhaven Avenue, and that's sort of the center of this thing they call Berry Dairy Days, which have been going on since 1937. It's basically all about strawberries. As a matter of fact, in 1954, they built this massive strawberry shortcake, said to be the biggest strawberry shortcake in the world, including 60 sheets of sponge cake, and it took 12 hours to bake. I thought that was a really weird, cool, fun thing.
Do you know the bribes that I take? Do you know there was nothing that I would not do? If you tell me, hey, you get some strawberry shortcake at the end of the night.
I'm done.
Done deal. I'll do whatever you want.
Yep, me too.
I love strawberry shortcake.
One of the best desserts of all time.
Oh, my God. You with me on this?
100%.
I had strawberry shortcake. My cousin Bird makes it. He makes the best strawberry shortcake. He puts it on top of that pound cake. It'd be so good.
Give me some angel food, baby. Oh, God.
Why are we crying on radio? That is just not good radio. Because we talk about strawberry shortcake. All right. Hey, coming up at 7:45, we got scenarios. But up next, Rachel Bell comes in and talks about what someone from Bainbridge Island had to say about not reproducing. Yes, crazy. Cairo Knights, GMA.
Welcome back to Cairo Knights. My name's Aaron Mason. You know what that music means. Walk right in, Rachel Bell.
Oh, I'm going to sit right down.
Baby, let your hair hang down.
I was like, no, I'm not doing it.
No,
I'm
it's
not
up in
saying
a bun.
The lyrics. I'm
it's
not doing it. Yeah.
Rachel, you got a feature for us today, don't you?
I do.
Very excited. Should we play it?
I think we should.
Okay.
2 years ago, talk show host Bill Maher invented a new holiday on his show, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Now that we've had Mother's Day and Father's Day, let's set aside this Sunday to celebrate people who are neither with a new holiday called I Didn't Reproduce Day.
This holiday would celebrate people who chose not to have a kid.
We've spent a lifetime being the cool aunts and uncles, but while we celebrate everybody else, nobody ever celebrates us. And they really should, because you know what Mother Nature loves even more than electric cars? Condoms. There's literally nothing you can do that's better for the environment than to not produce another resource-sucking, waste-making human being.
Well, it seems this bit made a big impact on Bainbridge Island City Council member Ron Peltier. Last week, he proposed the city declare June 16th as I Didn't Reproduce Day. June 16th also happens to be Father's Day.
It was kind of an accident that it was on Father's Day. I guess that was just meant to be. Kind of inadvertent. I wasn't trying to be provocative by proposing it for Father's Day.
Regardless, his fellow council members were not on board.
They weren't supportive. They indicated they thought it was insensitive, though I know one of my colleagues, Risham Nassar, is very supportive of it. I was surprised. I thought we might be able to have a more meaningful conversation. And hopefully we can sometime in the future maybe revisit it.
What were their problems with it?
One of my colleagues felt that it was insensitive, particularly to people who would like to have children but are unable to.
So what would actually happen on I Didn't Reproduce Day?
We have a lot of proclamations that we enact, and they're symbolic in nature. So really not much would happen. It would just be, say, this day is I Didn't Reproduce Day. Kind of like we have a gay and lesbian pride day, LGBTQ day. I probably didn't get the name right, but there are a lot of different days that we designate, and it doesn't have a huge amount of significance, except in this case, I think a lot of people are paying attention to it, and I think it struck a nerve, so I think it would have some significance symbolically.
So if there isn't any significance, what's the point?
It's about the overall impact that rising human numbers are having on the planet. We're adversely impacting every ecosystem on the planet, and population growth is one of the main drivers of increased carbon dioxide emissions. It's a huge issue facing humankind.
And you have a child yourself, correct?
We do. We have one son.
I was just going to jokingly ask, do you regret having him?
My wife and I don't regret having one offspring. We waited till we were in our 30s.
As far as Councilmember Peltier knows, no other city in the country has established this holiday. But he insists it is not a joke. While Bill Maher is a humorist, he says there is always truth and seriousness behind his words. The environmental impacts are real.
I didn't bring a kid into the world to consume valuable resources. Where's my breakfast in bed? Where's my coupon good for one foot rub?
I'll tell you where your breakfast in bed is, Bill Maher. It's any day you choose to sleep in.
That's what
you
I've
don't
been
have
saying.
Kids.
Exactly. And I'm like, why do we need a holiday? Every day is a holiday. We have no responsibilities.
That's right.
I do whatever I want, whenever I want, you know, with the exception of going to work and following traffic laws and not murdering people. But otherwise, do whatever I want. We are free. Don't need a holiday.
This is an incredibly contentious discussion topic, because I know friends who, and I bet you do too, friends with kids. I got friends with like four kids, five kids, but then a lot of people that I see in my daily life, Seattle's a very sort of young, childless city. And I hear some of my childless friends be like, oh, the breeders and all that. I'm like, come on. And then some of my friends with kids get really offended when people tell them that, you know, maybe they shouldn't have had all those kids.
I've never heard of anyone telling anyone to their face that they shouldn't have had kids. That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Or we're going to have our fourth. We're going to have our fifth. And they're like, isn't that kind of a lot? Like this judgy kind of look.
I personally am confused by that. But if you want to do it, fine. But I always just wonder, like, what the need is. Is it because, you know, you love babies and you don't have a baby anymore, and so you want to keep, you know, having that experience? Or is it for manual labor or what? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, because honestly, there are a lot of different reasons why people have kids, and sometimes it is to fulfill something psychologically or emotionally in yourself that you may not even realize, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
This is a different conversation, but
Can I tell you what I hear from people?
Yeah.
The most common answer is, I grew up in a big family, and I loved it, and so I want my kids to have a big family.
That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like this, whatever he's calling it in Bainbridge Island, a proposition or whatever. I feel like it should be, if he wants to make an environmental impact, name it something else and go after something else, because the name of it is just distracting.
Yep.
And as you heard, there's nothing that's going to come from it anyway. It's like, we have this day. What do you do on this day? We don't do anything on this day. So it's like, okay, like, why don't we use city government to actually like make a difference and make stuff happen?
Yes.
So like, there's all kinds of environmental stuff that we can control that is not people having children or not. That's like a very personal individual choice. Focus on something like, you know, we did the straw ban, like focus mm-hmm. on stuff like that. That's environmental that people can actually, you know, jump onto and isn't offensive.
I agree 100%. That's a good point. Government should be doing something else. and yeah, it's just, it's bad marketing. It's a distracting name. I don't like it.
I'm just wondering if he's doing this for some other intention, because
press?
It just seems like, yeah, because when I saw this article in, I think it was like the local Bainbridge Island paper, and then I emailed him and asked for the interview, I kind of thought he might not want to do it. Like, he might be like, oh, I'm kind of embarrassed of this. But he emailed right back away, and he's been doing a lot of interviews. So
yeah,
there's some kind of publicity here. But yeah, the message, though, is that he says overpopulation is the problem.
Overpopulation is a big problem. There's not a lot of resources, and the population is swelling and swelling and swelling. So I get it, but you gotta be real delicate about it. And maybe your best ambassador isn't Bill Maher.
I know. And also, like, that came out 2 years ago. Why did it take 2 years to be like, all right, let's do this? And I do think that it's a joke.
Do you?
I mean, I think that Bill Maher, you know, meant what he said as far as, you know, there are environmental factors of overpopulation, but I don't think Bill Maher intended for this to be a real holiday. I think it was very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, like Jonathan Swift did not intend for the rich to actually consume the poor.
Yeah.
It was satire.
Yeah, jokes.
Take a joke, folks.
Take a joke.
Rachel Bell, you the best.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Every Monday through Thursday at 7:30. How's your last meal going?
I was just going to actually say, is it a coincidence that G's not in the room because he's the only one with a child? With the children's?
I wonder.
Maybe we're celebrating that day right now. Your last meal is going very well. Thanks for asking. You can listen on Apple Podcasts. My guest right now, the latest podcast, is with Moby. And
the craziest last meal I've ever heard.
The craziest last meal.
The most Moby.
But it's like the least crazy episode because he's so serious and so calm. But I highly recommend going back and listening to some other interviews, like with William Shatner, Jenny Slate, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Maria Shriver. Cool people with cool things to say.
You're a cool person with cool things to say.
Oh my God.
And G and me are pretty cool too, I don't mind saying. At least G. And we got stuff to say when we come back with scenarios. You're listening to Cairo Nights.
Hey everybody, it's Cairo Nights. It's G and Mace. Means the world that you guys listen to the show. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, a Bellevue school does something that I do not like, and I got a problem with it.
Oh, I know what this is.
I got a big time problem with a Bellevue school. We're doing that in the 8 o'clock hour, but right now, Mace, what we're doing?
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what's the scenario?
It's time for scenarios. Every single night at 7:45, you can also write us nights@cairoradio.com. Before I do the scenarios, here's my question. Yes or no, do you like honesty?
Yep.
You say yes?
Yes.
Generally, yes.
Okay, DB, you like honesty?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Qualified.
Here we go. Cairo Nights, now that it's summer, or nearly summer, we are planning a vacation, and it has caused a problem. Last night, my boyfriend asked me to lose weight for our upcoming vacation, and I'm not sure what it means. I'm not in terrible shape, but we're going to spend some time at the beach, and he said that I should lose a few pounds. He wasn't mean about it, but it hurt my feelings. Is this a red flag? We've been dating for 3 months, and I'm not sure if he was being rude or if it was okay to make that request. How should I handle this? All right. 98973 is the Online Trading Academy text line. And by the way, those in your cars and listening, even you said you like honesty. So who wants to go first with this?
I'll take it.
Go for it, man.
I'll take it. The
No.
He's speechless.
What? No.
Wait, oh, so now you don't like honesty?
It's not, I don't call that honesty. Your opinion, sure. If that's what this guy thinks, then okay, that's what he thinks.
That's honest.
But that's, who are you, guy, to tell your girlfriend she needs to lose weight to be seen with you? Like you'd be so embarrassed about her. It's her body. She gets to have it look however she wants it to look. And if you love her, you love her regardless. I think that's insulting, absurd, an enormous red flag. You've only been dating for 3 months. I say you chalk that up to a loss and find yourself a man who isn't an idiot.
Ooh, whoa. Listen to you.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay, Mace. Man,
he is.
Mace,
got me mad. Got me mad.
Yeah. Mace don't get mad.
He doesn't. He
you don't get mad.
That's true.
Okay, here we go. By the way, the texts are coming in. 253, lose the weight. 206, honesty without love is abuse.
Mm.
Honesty without love is abuse.
I've never heard that one before.
No, I think that's accurate, actually.
All right, what do you got, Frank Shires?
I don't disagree with Mace, except I would say the proper response to the boyfriend is, what you see is what you get. You knew what you signed up for. If you don't like it, there's the beeping door. Now, that having been said, in the context of a relationship that is honest and loving, if you want to have a conversation about your appearances, both of you, and the door is open to her telling you, you know, about your various issues, mm-hmm. which I'm sure you have, I'm on board with that. But only with love and only if it's a two-way street. Otherwise, bye-bye. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
206 says, Mace hit the nail on the head.
He did. Booyah.
253 says, lose the weight. Lose the weight and that guy. Boom.
I like that.
Bro, DB?
Yeah, man. This is hard. I think no one should be telling you to lose weight unless they are a medical professional, and let alone someone who you love very much, and you probably are craving the positive opinion of them very much and sort of validation. I know I seek the validation of my partner. So I would say ditch the dude and go easy on yourself. But it does feel good to be healthy. I will say that.
Okay. G-Man.
Well, I got to tell you. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
When I first read this, the first thing I said, I was like, this is easy. Get rid of that dude. You've only been together 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I've been thinking about it the entire time.
Mm.
And I think that is the problem with us. We are a lying society. Because here's the thing. Is he right to not say anything to her, but to say something to his best friend? Yeah, dog, we get ready to go to the beach, man. I wish she'd lose some pounds before we go, but I ain't going to say anything. You know what? Honesty is honesty. Like, and we might not like it, but at least he was being honest.
Well, there's
so
that.
as much as I don't like it, it hurts to say, hey, he was being honest. And don't you want an honest person? Kyra Knights.
Ooh.
GMAs.